The most perplexing takeaway from price action this week is the divergence between stocks and currencies. The US dollar has been well bid and gaining momentum, all while stocks have continued to rally to record highs. Equity market participants are not worrying about distressing signs that are coming from the FX market, and the VIX has closed at its lowest level since February of 2020. We're not too sure what to make of the glaring disconnect, but if we're to be looking for one of these markets to give out, we think it's stocks that should be the more vulnerable market here. If the US dollar is rallying, it's rallying because of flight to safety concerns, not something that should be investor friendly, or it's rallying because of a repricing of Fed expectations, again, not something that should be investor friendly. So we will be keeping a close watch to see how this reconciles over the coming sessions, but it might not be until mid next week that we get clarity here, this because of the long weekend holiday in the US for July 4th celebration. But at the same time, this doesn't mean we don't see early fireworks on Friday. We do get the release of the always anticipated monthly employment report out of the U.S. Other notable standouts on the day include Eurozone producer prices, Canada trade, and Canada manufacturing PMIs. That's all for now.